Hello, bon dia, hola. ¿Cómo está? And welcome to MTF's This Is Africa, the filmmaker's podcast for anything and everything film in Africa. We're based in Gaborone, Botswana, but we speak on all film news across the continent. I'm Nikita Mokware, scriptwriter and trained actress.
And I'm Serene Serena, a filmmaker and professional scriptwriter. Today we're going to be talking about a Ugandan web series that just premiered, a Mozambican film that caught our eye, and we learned an interesting fact about Nigeria through an even more interesting film.
And lest we forget, our esteemed guest today, Levis Albano, all the way from Angola, who's going to be talking about another upcoming film of his, well, another upcoming film that's his, and he was able to get it all done without even being in the country. Hey?
He really took the social distancing thing serious.
It's what I'm saying. It's like, your bruh. You're kind of like how my crushes did this past Valentine's. Calling him out.
Crushes. More than one.
Girl, I got range, first of all. Second of all, that's not the point here, all right? Like, you don't want to unpack my personal life right now.
Okay. So I'm guessing you didn't receive any Valentine's gift?
Not one. I had to console myself by watching rom-coms. Imagine.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I mean, personally, I'm more of an action movie kind of girl. So I'd like totally have binged on that. Speaking of, Ugandan filmmaker Lukman Ali finally dropped his film The Blind Date this past Valentine's.
Whatever. The Blind Date. I thought you weren't into romance. Okay, wait. I thought Lukman wasn't into romance either. Like, you know, at least judging from the stuff I've seen from him.
Oh, don't let that title fool you, honey. It is a hardcore action flick.
Oh, so it's just lying. It's like, is it Valentine's? No, it's not.
Little did you know. The trailer alone got me so hyped up. It had suspense, people screaming into water. In the very beginning, there's a bleeding bullet.
What does that even mean?
You gotta see it to know what it is. Then a whole vase of bullets just falls to the ground.
A flower vase?
Scatters. What? I don't know. I found that imagery really powerful.
Really powerful. I mean, if it's Lukman, then I'm not surprised. I mean, I first heard of him last year, you know, when one of my friends were like, they were really, really hyped about a trailer of his called Girl in the Yellow Jumper.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
So that trailer was like, you know, epic, right? Mm-hmm. And it does such a good job in pulling you into the story and mystery surrounding it. And I was so hyped for it. And then I just forgot about it.
What do you mean?
To be honest, Lukman never released it.
Oh, no. Why not?
I mean, because you know, after we spoke to him, it was like he didn't feel like it was his best work. And there was still a lot missing from it. So, I mean, he was the one working on it. So, it's hard to believe that, it, you know, the trailer looked that good. So, it's hard to believe that it wasn't ready. Because the trailer looked ready.
But you know how it is. Trailers only do tell us, like, just a little bit of the story. Not the whole thing. So, I'm going to guess that he made a really good call. You know, he sounds like that perfectionist type of filmmaker. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
It's not. You know, especially when when you go through his YouTube channel and you see what he's done, you can see like, no, this guy's all about the quality.
Yes.
Like his attention to detail across the board.
Exquisite.
You know, like there's a short film on there called The Bad Mexican, right? It's a really cute thing. Mm-hmm. But it does this fun cut where someone is having like, you know, my tummy issues, and then just as the stomach is making those sounds, you know, those grr sounds, it cuts to the sound of a tomato bottle squeezing out tomato sauce. So that sound, you know, I'm not gonna make an example, y'all know what that sounds like. It takes its time cutting to the visual of the tomato sauce bottle getting squeezed, so you know, it makes for an interesting
experience. I won't lie. The first thing that comes into my mind is, ew.
Right?
I mean, it's clever.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that's the reaction he wanted, you know.
But guys.
So then, I mean, check it out for yourself, you know. Just definitely go see it. But don't press the video titled Girl in the Yellow Jumper leaked full movie. Don't.
Wait.
No.
Why?
Just don't.
Come on.
Don't do it, bro.
I'm gonna. You know,
okay,
I'm gonna.
Don't say I didn't warn you then. You mustn't come running to me. Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm gonna click it eventually. Plus, his channel is really growing. Like, you know, The Blind Date is the first in 6 short films that he plans on doing as part of like a web series.
Why? You see.
Question is, when are they premiering?
Yeah.
I don't know. But if anything we've learned about Lukman is that, you know, he's gonna give us Quality.
And his standards are pretty high already. So we got a lot to look forward to from this guy.
Yeah, he's definitely someone to keep an eye on. Mm. I feel like he's really raised the bar for action films coming out of his country.
Yeah.
I wonder if he plans on taking them to any festivals.
I wonder too, you know. But if there's one film that is going to be on the festival circuit, it's going to be Mwana Nketo. And that's the Angolan original produced by our guest, Levis Albano.
Hey.
So Levis is an Angolan filmmaker. He's currently based in the UK, and we were able to sit down, chat with him about the film, you know, how it was like producing from another country and the ways in which COVID-19 affected the set, you know, just getting to know all about that.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, the first thing that we wanted to know, obviously, was what's this film about?
So, Mwana Nketo, it's a story about different cultural values within the same country. So we have people from the northern side of Angola and then from the southern parts of Angola. And those two are like totally different, the opposite. So you have Bak Congos from the northern side, and then you have Kwanyamas from the southern part of Angola. And trust me, it's like totally different people, even though they're from the same country. And I would say the Bak Congos are a little bit rigid. They don't like being flexible regarding the cultures. So if you're trying to, you know, if you try not to respect it or to give value to what they do, then a lot of things happens to your life. So Mwana Nketo really, it kind of just shows the different, even though you're in the same country, but the clashes of culture, it still happens within our own society. So we kind of basically just talk about that and reflect that. How, like, a firstborn, Mwana Nketo actually means firstborn, or first daughter per se, and she falls in love with someone who's back Congo, and they're trying to tell her no, to things won't work, and she runs away with the boyfriend, and then every baby she has, they just keeps dying. That's just one of the punishments, you know.
That's tough. Yeah. It gets to me, the loss of the children, the babies.
Yeah. Hey,
oh my gosh.
It's heavy.
The trailer really didn't lie. The story is going to make all of us cry. I don't know if it's a romance or a drama or what. Like,
you know, there's the whole hybrid scene. Romantic, romance, drama.
Yeah, romance. It's a hybrid genre for sure. Mm. Hey.
And it's interesting to hear what the main cultural theme is, because it's so true how there are like so many different cultural clashes. Not just in Angola, but it's, you see it everywhere.
You do.
And now, instead of making it just blatantly obvious, the film is using an engaging story of love and tragedy to translate that cultural tension to the audience. I love that.
I agree. And I mean, shooting it wasn't easy either, because we were able to talk with some of the cast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Lelis Twevekamba.
Levis?
Lelis.
Oh, right.
They sound so similar. they sound so, it's Levis and Lelis. Levis and Lelis.
Hey.
It's Levis and Lelis. Like, it's the same thing. But yes, we spoke to Lelis Twevekamba. And he plays one of the lead roles. And he spoke about some of the challenges, you know, that came with shooting.
We shot the movie. We're very far from the city we live. So we sort of faced some challenges across our way. And there was those days... you know, where we had to postpone our shootings because of the weather or because there were no ground conditions for us to land, or because the transportation was not available. We had, you know, some pretty intense scenes. There was this scene in which we were running from a group that wanted to attack us. We had to do that scene over and over again, many times, to get the right shots. And on that day, the sun was scorching, burning in us all. It was really a trying day. Really trying day.
Yep, sounds about right for a film shoot.
Yeah, it really does take a village to make a film work.
I'm telling you. And I'm glad you said that, because, you know, something else that Levis, with a V, mentioned was how the idea was developed, you know, because it wasn't just one person coming through and saying, oh, here's the story, and that was that. It was said village, you know, it was that group effort that developed the story from the beginning.
Like, it's really honestly never just one person's idea. It always, you know, it grows.
Yeah, and he went on to say...
So, the idea was between me and the director and other people involved as well. Actually, the story has been written a very long time. And... So we're developing the script because we like to take our time with it. But it wasn't my idea per se. I just contributed a little bit because I came late to it. But because I work with a guy, he's my partner in Angola, the director. So it was also the script writer or the screenwriter. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Is it, you see, it's exactly what you were saying, girl. It's never one person's idea.
Exactly, exactly. It's a whole team, you know?
Yeah,
film requires so much group work and team effort. And it's just, that's the nature of it. It's a whole collaboration, guys. You know, like, some of the biggest names in film are only as great as the team that they work in.
Preach, girl.
Steven Spielberg, Jordan Peele, Ava DuVernay, T.K. Jelani.
Yay.
They're all talented, but their strength really lies in the team that they assemble for each film.
Exactly. I mean, one thing I loved about the behind the scenes for Black Panther, you know, was we saw a lot of the production team members, how passionate they were and how well they worked together, because that synergy... That was seen on screen. That was truly translated into that amazing final product.
Even Levis, like, you know, yes, he produced the film, but he didn't do it alone.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The film was produced by my production company in Angola, which I co-own with the director. So it's called Mbanj Studio. And Mbanj means house in our language, in Kimbundu. And yeah, so I wasn't in Angola. I couldn't travel, obviously, because of the whole pandemic COVID situation. But I was delegating, doing everything over the phones, lots of phone calls. And, you know, just keeping making sure people are doing what they need to do. And yeah, we had a really strong team.
Collaboration is what, Serena?
Key.
Yay! Collaboration is key. That's right.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to make connections. Build your network. Secure your winning film crew. It is worth the effort.
Something else that's worth the effort is being wary of COVID-19 restrictions. Yeah, guys, it's heavy. So you got to be aware of that when you film your content, which is what Levis and his team made sure to do.
We are organized and we kind of have the connections, because obviously we are not new to this. We've been making films and TV series and all that in Angola for some time. So the people that we were working with, the producers, were quite connected. So it wasn't that difficult to get permission. And, you know, if you're a registered company in Angola, then you just go to the... How do you call it? You go to the council, basically, to get permission. You go to the Minister of Culture and Arts, you get permission. So you're able, you get permission from the police as well. So it all interlinks, it works together. So, yeah, you know, at the time, it's not like we couldn't work. We were okay to work. We just done it. You know, you can't allow COVID to stop you, you know, like, because it's going to be here for a while and you just don't want to be home. And because we're young and hungry and we're ready for this, so we just had to go out there and do it.
Don't worry, Levis. Katia Lopez, an actress, also part of the cast, confirmed that they definitely followed protocol on set.
So to be able to record, we all did the coronavirus test and did quarantine days before the recording started. And at the location of the recordings, we had to be wearing masks and always washing our hands.
Safety is as important as whatever you're shooting. We've got to remember that as well.
You have to. Make sure that everyone's looked after and masked at all times,
you know?
Guys.
So before we let Levis go, we did ask him what other projects he had planned for the year, you know?
Yeah, just to know what's cooking.
Yeah.
Currently, we are working on a lot of scripts, and we do have a lot of work. And basically, we just scripting. We're making sure that we have enough scripts that we can go out and shoot. But yeah, for now, is we focusing on One and Ketu and making sure that we can get some sort of publicity, marketing, go out there and, you know, advertise it for real, and trying to get to the cinemas, trying to stream it. We're going through festivals with it. Yes, but yeah, we do have a lot, and people will be able to see it.
This is something I've been saying, guys. Scripts are the plug.
Preach.
You've got to have an incredible script to get the ball rolling.
And sometimes scripts take 2 hours to write. Just 2 hours. Yeah. Just 2 hours.
You know those short films, those trailers?
Sometimes it takes months. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes years. Mm. I'll never forget that Titanic took 10 years.
That's a decade, y'all.
You know, so don't feel bad about taking your time with your story, because it really could be something special. Mm. You know? And when we asked Katia why people should watch the film, she said,
"We try to show a little of the tradition of Angola, from the accent to the way of dressing. It was a true story of two young people from different tribals who know love, but on was not the best way to know. But I recommended everyone to watch the film, because I can say that our film came to show that we, Angolans, can always do better."
And you know what? That's what it's about. Telling stories and doing it better and better every time. And that's all we have from our producer and cast of Mwana Ghetto today. So to connect with Levis Albano, here's where and how.
If people want to connect with me, the connection is easy. So social media, you can catch me on Instagram as Levis Albano. That is LevisAlbano. I can spell it differently. So that is Lima Echo Vectra India Sierra Alpha Lima Bravo Alpha November Oscar, the number 23. That's my Instagram. And it'll be the same spelling of the name for Facebook, Twitter. It's the same name everywhere. It doesn't change. Yeah. That's really how you can connect with me. I'm quite active on Instagram, because in the UK, you know, that's how we connect. So yeah, definitely.
Wow, he really went in with that spelling. Like, it was, yay. I can't even remember what he used, but it was so cool.
I'm going to play that back, though.
Yeah.
You know. You have to love the dedication.
Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, Mwana Nketo sounds like it's such a sad romance.
Sounds perfect for my post-Valentine's Day watch list, you know?
Mwana, you sound like the type to be into telenovelas.
Okay, listen, I like to think I'm not. But let's be real. Once it gets its hooks into me, it's hard to resist. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a telenovela. Mm-hmm. That's how they were written. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was one that was huge in Kenya called Selena. I just might get into that.
Okay, why?
And you know, the story, okay, it's very typical of a telenovela. You've got Selena, the intelligent young woman, bound to join university. Stepmother Christina, boom, sells her to work as a maid. You know? What?
Cling, cling. You know that thing. You know, like the
okay, let's,
the sound.
Okay, let's try that again. Okay, Selena, intelligent young woman, bound to join university. Then her stepmother,
ding, ding, ding,
Christina, sells her off to work as a maid for a rich family called the McKenzie.
No!
Putting on hold her dreams to pursue further education. Now, I mean, that's something that speaks to me personally, because I've had this nightmare many times.
Wait, what?
No, because, you know, as a Black African woman, then you reach a certain age where your family gets less interested in your good grades and more interested in, when are you finding a husband? When are you finding a husband? So I'm always like, what if one day they get tired of my excuses and I just wake up with a ring on my finger and they're like, congratulations. I'm like, what?
Nikki, no. Hey, wait. Does marriage scare you that much?
Listen, I'm going to plead the fifth in case my family members are listening. We're getting way too into my personal life this episode. Like, let's just calm down for 2 seconds.
All right. Well, I did hear that Selena stopped production after 4 seasons, like 10 months ago.
Yeah.
But this is in Kenya, right? So guess what? Ethiopian filmmaker Simehwani Yismo is currently adapting it for the Ethiopian market.
Hey.
They've got about 18 episodes already shot and counting.
I know, but she must have had, like Selena, the telenovela must have had quite the reach.
It did. Yeah. You know, we talked to him and he's mentioned that production is going really well.
Okay.
Despite, you know, COVID-19 restrictions.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, they haven't been hit too hard, so they can still shoot quite effectively.
Okay, then, but now, which one to check out first, you know? Will you watch and finish the Kenyan one? Will you check out the new Ethiopian version?
That's the big question, isn't it? Could the Selena version from Ethiopia do better than the Kenyan one, given that their love for cinema and the film really market is they?
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to watch and see.
I know, yes. I'm sure audiences aren't complaining. I mean, at the end of the day, more content for us to watch. Can I get a whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop? Okay, now we're going to just like, leave that romance behind.
Okay.
Valentine is over.
Hey! Valentine is over. Where is your boyfriend? Okay, I'm stop.
Stop sitting at home.
Lonely.
Right. But there's a film I'm excited to check out, and it's called Rescate.
Okay. So that's the Mozambican one, né? Like, they spoke about it a lot last year. I know a lot of my friends back there were just, like, really excited about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's definitely worth the watch. I mean, it was screened at the Mozambique Film Festival last year.
Uh-huh.
That's probably where it really got that reach.
Yes,
you know?
No, I agree.
It's about this man called Bruno, who after spending 4 years in prison, wants to change his life and, you know, be a good guy.
Yeah.
After a rocky start, he's able to find a job. Hey. He begins reconnecting with his daughter.
Oh, baby.
But then his new life is blown apart when the bank threatens to evict him from his mother's house if he doesn't pay back the loan that she had taken out before she died. He knew nothing about that.
Come on, Mom.
I know. You guess what? He returns to a whole life of crime because he's not trying to lose the house.
No choice. Thanks, Mom. Like, let me know. Like, please.
But then you were in jail, my child. I guess.
Hey, I guess. Mm. Well, at least we get to see all the carnage and mayhem that decision brings.
Of course.
But you see, girl, that film, to me, came across more as being a love story. So.
Wait. It's like, it's just a really, really small part. Like, the main idea of the film is started by that real issue where business people in Mozambique were being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
It aims to speak on that, as well as the problems that the youth face as a whole. You know,
yes.
It's like just through this really simple, powerful story of a man being forced to make some tough decisions.
Okay.
Action.
Okay, I agree. But lest we forget the love story between him and his family. Because when I say love story, I'm not talking just about, you know, romantic love, but family bonds as well. That's genuine love right there.
Okay.
I mean, remember, he's doing all of this to reconnect with his daughter. It was his aunt, you know, that was even the one who got him the stable job in the first place once he left prison. So family plays a big role and love is at the center of it. Romance.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I wouldn't go as far as saying it's a subgenre of the film. You saw that trailer. It's action from start to finish.
Hey, okay, well, I mean, we can always just watch it ourselves and find out.
Our watch list just get longer every episode.
Every episode. But I'm so excited. Like, there's just so much coming out from the continent, guys.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I know. And it's nice because, you know, when the award season comes through, like now, you get to see your favorite film up for nominations. And
yes.
Like that.
Award season. Love it. Like Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which has just been nominated for so many categories in the Screenwriters Guild Awards and the Golden Globes.
Hashtag deserved. Mm. I mean, it had a very similar style to Fences in that it felt like it was a play that had been recorded.
Yeah.
You know, very dialogue heavy, very small but talented cast. You know, those actors truly delivered.
Especially the late Chadwick Boseman.
I mean,
he was posthumously nominated for quite a few categories, like Best Male and Leading Role for Screenwriters Guild.
Yeah, and it's so sad to hear, but also he accomplished so much. So it's confusing to feel sad about it.
It is. You know, and these nominations, I personally feel like they are proof of his many accomplishments and talents. I see his nominations as a real victory.
Mm.
Instead of saying, he should have been here, it's a way of saying, this is his legacy.
Yeah.
You know, to remind everyone that he has cemented himself in history, deeply in the film industry.
Ah, oh, well said.
It's beautiful.
Like, it's going to be quite the award show season. I mean, the competition this year is stiff.
Whew.
It's hard to make a solid decision on who deserves a win.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great films and performances happen, guys. Despite the crazy year 2020 was, the film industry delivered.
You have to hand it to us, though. Us as entertainers, we have to make sure that the show goes on. Freddie Mercury was right. Show must go on.
Mm, As always, as always.
Okay, okay, okay. One last one to add to our watch list. Just the last one for the episode.
Promise. As if I'm going to complain. You know I want to know.
All right. So we know your love for romance, but how about crime thrillers?
I mean, I definitely like to get my heart beating faster every now and then.
Great. Great. Okay. Then you're going to love the next film on our watch list. Uh-huh. It's called Sanitation Day.
Whoa.
It's a crime thriller written and directed by Nigeria's very own Seyi Babatope.
Sanitation Day. What a name. What's it about?
Listen. When a man is brutally murdered, two inspectors have to solve the case and find the perpetrators during Sanitation Day. It's a race against the clock.
Okay.
Because once Sanitation Day is over, that crime scene will be tainted and the suspects will get away with it.
Okay, wait. Why are you describing this as if Sanitation Day is like a real thing?
Girl,
like not just a made up.
I'm so glad you asked. Because guess what?
What?
It is.
Hey!
And it's a really, really, really important thing for the story's plot.
Okay.
So, Sanitation Day is a day of intense cleaning of the streets in Nigeria.
Oh, it exists.
It exists. It's a thing. Google it. No stores are to be opened. Uh-huh. Movement is restricted. No one is allowed to go anywhere in that period, except, of course, you know, for the people cleaning.
Bro, that's so hard. That's so hectic.
I know. And that's where the plot comes in. As a detective, just imagine you're a detective. You've got the whole city to yourself to carry out this investigation. That's like being in a candy store.
Yeah.
But the crime scene will be spoiled once Sanitation Day is over, because you know it don't last forever.
Tick,
you know?
Tick, tock. The clock is ticking for real. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really interesting. I had no idea such a day existed or, you know, could exist, actually.
I mean, you know, keep our earth clean.
I mean, we gotta. You absolutely right. No, you gotta be there.
And that is all we have for today.
Hey!
There's a lot out there for us to watch and enjoy, from action flicks in Mozambique and Uganda to reimagined telenovelas in Ethiopia.
From crime thrillers in Nigeria to attention-filled dramas in Angola. This is quality content for all of us to sit and enjoy. This is
Africa. Special thanks to our content contributors, Muchama Sinkala, Amber Idonjasit, and Aaron J. Tamala for sourcing the news for this week's podcast.
Before we go, show some love for your new favorite podcast by following MultiChoice Talent Factory on Insta and Facebook to keep up with us and everything related to us. Which countries will we cover next? Namibia?
Zimbabwe?
Kenya?
Ghana?
Tune in next week to find out as we continue to bring you anything and everything film in Africa. Same place, same time. I'm Nikita.
And this is Serena signing out.
Salang Sinde.